Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, researchers say they have successfully eliminated HIV from the DNA of infected mice for the first time, bringing them one step closer to curing the virus in humans. What was unthinkable a generation ago now seems at least possible. Two, a Detroitan American legend, Lee Iacocca, has passed away. Best known for his work with Chrysler in the 1980s, Iacocca helped lead the company out of extremely lean times in the late 1970s. You also might know him best as a commercial pitchman for the company. We'll hear one of his spots in just a bit. And number one, the Trump administration has abandoned its quest to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census a week after being blocked by the Supreme Court. Now, it seems an obvious goal to count how many citizens are in the country, but it appears it'll have to wait until perhaps 2030. Good Wednesday morning to you across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming to you from Hillsdale, as I mentioned, where I am the general manager of the student radio station here on campus. I also teach journalism here at Hillsdale. I also host the college's podcast, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, in which we try to bring you, the listener, as close as possible to being here on campus without actually stepping foot here. Arguments, discussions, the learning that takes place here with our professors, our staff, our faculty, and others, both on campus and outside of the college as well. It's a neat show, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekends, and also available in podcast form at SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, also part of the Ricochet Podcast Network, too. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour and give it a listen. New episodes on Fridays each and every week of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And I'll also mention my other podcast, Political Beats, through National Review. Check it out at nationalreview.com. Also, where fine podcasts are found. We're taping part two of our Beach Boys episode today with Matt Welch from Reason. Got a nice note yesterday from a listener who said, went and checked out some older episodes. We did an episode on Cheap Trick, a great band, with Christopher Scalia some months back. It was more than a year ago, actually. And he went back to the archives and listened to that episode and loved it. I love Cheap Trick, too. So check out Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political at all, but just music and our guest's favorite band or artist on the Political Beats podcast. You will not see a question on the 2020 census about citizenship. That is now official. Trump administration abandoning its quest to add that question to the 2020 census a week after being blocked, at least temporarily, by the Supreme Court. There were mounting deadlines, a possible protracted legal fight, so officials have ordered the census to start printing forms for next year's headcount without that question. Just last week after the Supreme Court decision, President Trump said he was asking his lawyers to delay the census no matter how long, in order to fight for the question in court. Word of the administration's decision to stop fighting came in a one-sentence email from the Justice Department to lawyers for plaintiffs in a New York lawsuit that sought to block the question's inclusion in the headcount. Email offered no explanation, but the administration was confronting weeks or months of additional legal challenges to the question. Meanwhile, the Census Bureau said it needed to start printing questionnaires by July 1st to meet the April 2020 deadline for conducting the census. You know already that census results are used to divide up seats in the House of Representatives, draw political maps at all levels of government, also used to allot federal funding for key social services. The addition of a citizenship question, this is a New York Times story, by the way. Officials at the Census Bureau said that the question would lead to an undercount of non-citizens and minority residents. As a result, areas with more immigrants They're missing a word there. Areas with more illegal immigrants, which tend to vote Democratic, could have lost both representation and federal funding. Of course, the question is if they're illegal. There are so many questions involved here with this census thing. It does not seem all that complicated or controversial. And it's been done in the past, as you well know. Steve's talked about, I'm sure. It's been done in the past to ask this question. House seats should be divided to represent U.S. citizens. If we're counting people in the census who are here illegally or who are not citizens, there are a couple of reasons why that might be, right? We're not getting an accurate count when we begin to divide up those House seats, not just dividing them up per state, right? How many Illinois gets, how many Michigan gets, how many California gets, etc., but also the districts inside those states and how many people live inside those districts. They should be, how many citizens live inside those districts should be relatively constant across congressional districts. But how do we do that if we don't have an accurate count of citizens here in the U.S.? Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said in a statement late Tuesday he respected the Supreme Court but strongly disagreed with its ruling. The Census Bureau has started the process of printing the questionnaire without the question, he said. The census would have asked this simply, is this person a citizen of the United States? That's the question that all these objections stem from. Options to answer, yes, born in the U.S., yes, born in Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, or elsewhere, yes, born abroad of U.S. citizen parent or parents, yes, U.S. citizen by naturalization, or no, not a U.S. citizen. That question, as I mentioned, now officially will not be part of the questionnaire in 2020. So we look to 2030. We've got a decade now to make that happen. Of course, nobody knows who will be in office 10 years from now. It won't be the president. It won't be President Trump, certainly, constitutionally, two terms, you know. So who might it be? Mike Pence? You never know. But might this fight continue 10 years from now about this question, which again was part of the census until the 1950s, I believe, if I have my story straight. And the court basically said you didn't give us a good enough reason to do so. So you do wonder, too, if this process were handled a bit better by those in charge, if the correct explanation, if the right language were used in the filing and in front of the court, if this all could have been avoided, and maybe there would have been a slam dunk case to put the question on the census. As it is, no question, it is as it has been for past years, and we count everyone without a question about whether or not they are a citizen of the United States. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joe Schostall for the Free Beacon coming up next.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
You know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean,
I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.